The Middle East was on the itinerary yesterday for Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Today it was Europe. She was in Paris giving a foreign policy address. In it, she urged Europeans to put aside past differences with America and work together for freedom and democracy. As NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports, Rice is on a mission to mend fences and revive the transatlantic partnership.
The venue was the prestigious University Sciences Po that's been at the center of the French debate on America's reach and power. Speaking to a select audience of about 500 people, the Secretary of State reached out to her hosts, reminding them of the strong transatlantic ties during the Cold War that ultimately brought down communism in Eastern Europe.
We agree on the interwoven threats that we face today: terrorism and proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and regional conflicts and failed states and organized crime. It is time to turn away from the disagreements of the past. It is time to open a new chapter in our relationship and a new chapter in our alliance.
The speech was inspirational, referring to recent elections in Afghanistan, Georgia, Ukraine, the Palestinian territories, and Iraq. Rice said, "The fair wind of freedom is at our back." The transatlantic rift has been marked by a dispute over American military might and Europe's preference for dialogue and diplomacy, the so-called Mars versus Venus argument. Today in Paris, Rice clearly stressed European soft power.
In our time, we have an historic opportunity to shape a global balance of power that favors freedom and that will therefore deepen and extend the peace. And I use the word power broadly, because even more important than military and indeed economic power is the power of ideas, the power of compassion, and the power of hope.
In an apparent response to European complaints that U.S. foreign policy after 9/11 has been driven by fear, Rice said the key to the future success of the transatlantic relationship lies less in worrying about common threats and more in pursuing common opportunities.
America stands ready to work with Europe on our common agenda, and Europe must stand ready to work with America. After all, history will surely judge us not by our old disagreements, but by our new achievements.
On Iraq, Rice said the transatlantic partnership must rise to the challenge the Iraqi people have set for the West. And given the new positive climate for an Israeli-Palestinian settlement, Rice warned Iran and Syria to stop supporting terrorists whose aim, she said, is to destroy every chance for peace. Early comments from French analysts were positive. They said Rice's speech was the first step by the Bush administration to mend transatlantic relations. And Rice stressed that a global agenda requires a global partnership.
America has everything to gain from having a stronger Europe as a partner in building a safer and better world. So let each of us bring to the table our ideas and our experience and our resources, and let us discuss and decide together.
This position was echoed by French Foreign Minister Michel Barnier in his joint press conference with Rice later in the evening. Addressing the Secretary of State as Dear Condi, he said the new chapter in transatlantic relations should have three goals.
Je veux dire publiquement,
we should strive to talk to each other, he said, to listen to each other more and to respect each other's convictions. And referring to the historical ties of revolution and liberation that link France and the U.S., Barnier said, "We helped you in your birth. You helped us not to die." Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Paris.